producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Christmas season is in full swing, but I have a feeling I know where you can find some not-so-jolly people across the country. That would be those stuck trying to get home from Thanksgiving. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How often I have been one of those people stuck in a long line trying to get home, but somebody actually did a head count in Chicago, and they said that the line to go through security was about a mile and a half. A mile and a half. Can you imagine that? In fact, let me give you some numbers to make you feel good about your choice of not traveling or deciding to go by car. As of 8 o'clock Eastern on Sunday, 5,861 flights done. Canceled across the U.S., delayed, re-racked, you name it, mixed all in between. Now, a lot of those flights eventually will get going, but hours and hours of delay. And the line stretching that long, good luck trying to find a seat on a dirty floor, maybe. In Denver, as I've flown many times through Denver, great place to go and visit, terrible place to get stuck. Why? Because they have a lot of bad weather. You get fog, you get snow, and that's what they had, fog and wind mostly causing the delays. So there, close to 50 flights were diverted to other cities. And so if you have to divert the flight from Denver, where do you naturally try to go? Well, 90 miles away, Colorado Springs. Then that means you got to figure out how you're getting from Colorado Springs to whatever the destination could be. And they had a wild cold front that was whipping through Denver, and that was part of the problem there, but I think really the fog hit them and ground traffic was bad. So the flights delayed, the headaches, all that kind of stuff. I mean, you're talking about a lot of people that find themselves trying to be as patient as possible when you've got 3,000 flights delayed, 5,000 flights re-racked, and everything else in between. Yeah, it makes you think about traveling on the holidays, but Thanksgiving is traditionally, and we just got past it, Thanksgiving is traditionally the biggest holiday for traveling. That's where more people hit the roads. That's where more people jump on those planes. And trust me, my friends, as I said at the top, I have been one of the people that has been stuck somewhere trying to be re-racked to get home, you know, with a bunch of hoagies and cheesesteaks and whatever else I had in my arms, trying to just make my way through the line. All right, coming up also, we have lots of things to talk about, especially when it comes to Ferguson. You know, we now know that the police officer who was not indicted, Officer Wilson, is no longer with the police force. He resigned. I don't think that's a surprise, because that rumor broke actually before we knew whether or not there was going to be an indictment, even though most of us assumed there wouldn't be one. He decided to resign, and that was something that was being talked about apparently for a while. So what does that mean? What's the repercussions of that? And there are still lots of protests about the results of that grand jury in Ferguson. Some of them pretty peaceful, though, not necessarily all crazy and wild, as you know, Molotov cocktails and turned over police cars and all the kinds of exaggerated tales that we've heard. There has been some of that, sadly, in Ferguson right last week, right after the announcement of no indictment. But now they're mostly peaceful protests, but there are a lot of protests. And Black Friday, how did you fare on Black Friday? They say there were fewer shoppers on Thanksgiving weekend. And it's just so crazy to me that people would get up in the middle of Thanksgiving dinner, you know, shove down some pie, run out the door to wait in line for a 60-inch tube. I mean, have you ever done that? I'm curious, has anybody listening to me taken advantage of the Black Friday deals? I can say I have not. Now, Cyber Monday is upon us, And I understand they're taking advantage of that, because guess what? You have to sit down and go through and type out what you want, and that's it. So free shipping, sure. Arriving at your destination before Christmas, sure. I get the Cyber Monday deal, but isn't it interesting how marketing has manipulated us on the holiday? So you had the Black Friday term that's been around for a long time, and then you have Cyber Monday that's been around for a while. And if people treat that like it's like a incredible shopping holiday or something, it's a manipulated term, and good for the people in business who use it, but that's what it is. So the National Retail Federation, which, by the way, we had the president of that organization on this show one time a couple of years ago from Florida, they track down customer visits to stores as well as the sales. They say that 5.1 million fewer people were out shopping on Black Friday than last year. That's a pretty big decline. That's 7% by my math. 7%. Because usually with the deals that are out there, with the crazy marketing tool that it's become, people really jam the stores. But there were fewer people that were out. Was it the weather? Was it the lack of cash? Was it the lack of desire? I'm not sure. And I'm wondering, though, if it was kind of a combination of all three. Because there is this thing going around. I'll call it a thing. There is this movement going around, I guess is a better way to put it, of kind of the anti-Christmas commercialized over the top, we're sick of it, kind of blowback to the holiday. Meaning, yeah, we want to be with family and we want to celebrate and there's nothing wrong with some presents, but the emphasis on present giving, and they say the average amount a person will spend on the Christmas holiday or a Hanukkah or whatever it is you celebrate is $720, $720 a person. So I think that's part of what it is. I think that we're kind of tired of being force-fed. This is Black Friday. This is Cyber Monday. This is, you know, X, Y, Z. If you think I'm all wet on my theories, let me know. What do you think? Were you out there in those lines? Did you get some incredible deal that just was completely worth it? You had to buy something. You have a Christmas list. You knew there was a deal to be had. And so it was totally worth it for you. You have a lot of people on your list. You had some specific items. And that was just fine by you to have to be out there trudging along with the crowds on a day when you know the traditionally the malls or some of the stores that you might frequent are just jammed with people. I did have to make one stop on Friday, and I was completely shocked that actually, maybe this goes into the numbers of 7% less people in America out there shopping on Black Friday. And I didn't choose to do it, but I had to do it. And there wasn't that many people. I could park up actually pretty close. So maybe I saw the trend in my own neighborhood. All right, coming up on the flip side, some odds and ends, other things that happened maybe while you were comatose from the turkey over the last couple of days. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-865-0869. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-865-0869. That's 1-800-865-0869. Call 1-800-865-0869.
Tempers flaring and frustrations running high, especially in Chicago, Midway Airport, the worst, which typically is the best. When I fly into Chicago, I've had a lot of friends and I have a lot of friends and family that live there, and I used to go there a lot more, and everybody would tell me, go to Midway, I'll pick you up at Midway, I'll pick you up there, I'm not going to pick you up at O'Hare, because this is the greatest airport. And I did, I would fly in, no problems. Now people, the secret is out. A lot of people use Midway. And that line is what everybody's talking about, because the reporter measured the line. And when you think in your mind how long 1.5 miles is. That's pure panic, baby. That means you are standing in line praying that you're going to get on that flight, which maybe has a connection somewhere, because you are so far back, you can't even see the top of anyone's head that's getting through security. And you might have given yourself 2 hours, and 2 hours might not be enough. The only time, and I've been in long lines before, but the only time where I thought, because the line was so ridiculously long, that, wow, I am spending a night in Los Angeles, is when I was in L.A., and I got dumped off at the Los Angeles airport because I had a layover in between. Can you relate to this? You never see your friends on the West Coast, and so they're not worried. Oh, no problem. This airport is not a big deal. Not a big deal until you dump me off at the front with your car still running and I have to dive for the door. And then the line is so crazy long, I'm just assuming I am missing this thing. Of course, there, they just pushed us through pretty fast. They kind of almost checked every other person. But I don't think they're doing that in Midway. And that's why, with all those flights delayed, the cancellations, all that kind of stuff, I have a feeling, and I've heard this already from a cousin of mine, that there are people, because they're doing all the obligatory television live shots that you do in a city when you've got something going on, that there are people that are sleeping in the airport, because really, I mean, that's all. They want to get on that first flight out, or they're trying to re-rack somebody, so they're running to the next gate, to the other airplane, to be told to go here, go there, whatever. And so that's kind of what you have. Wow. Wow. Coming up a little bit later during this show, of course, we have our NFL re-rack, the great workings, the masterful workings of Matt Johnson, pulling it all together, all the highlights. And thank goodness we still have NFL action. And nailed the score. I'm just going to tell you, nobody nailed the score. Nobody was even close to nailing the score. But I'll give you all the gory details coming up in our next hour. I wanted to say one thing, though, because he is always, always on the Twitter feeds. Anything this guy does is tweeted out. Johnny Manziel replaced Brian Hoyer quarterbacking for Cleveland, and he scored his first NFL touchdown, and that's what everybody was talking about. Of course, they didn't win. They lost to the Buffalo Bills 26-10. They were getting pounded by the time he came in, but he was brought in. So now, it was like the fourth quarter when he came in. So is this the beginnings of Johnny Manziel? And will he be another bust as far as a Heisman winner, or will he be successful? I know there's a lot of people listening to us in the great state of Texas who are big Johnny Manziel fans. I saw him play in college a bunch, and I think there's no in-between. He's either going to be a massive star, or he's just going to fade like so many other Heisman hopefuls have done. All right, speaking of fading, wouldn't it be great if I jumped on the air and said, you know what? You know those thugs in black screaming Allah Akbar and beheading a couple of Americans and other Westerners and just loving the fact that they're throwing it in everyone's face, and the $7 million a day that we're spending on an air war against ISIS. Wouldn't it be great if I came in there and said, you know what? We just blew them to bits. They're done. They're toast. Their empty rhetoric doesn't mean anything because there's nothing left. There's no place to go. There's no place for somebody to give up their passport to get to join up with what they're doing in their cause. So the U.S.-led coalition force, which you have to say it's U.S.-led because we're the leaders of the gang, they've really stepped it up on ISIS. 30 airstrikes over the weekend, 30 airstrikes in Raqqa, and just boom, 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 one after another. And that's exactly with nobody on the ground and not knowing necessarily, having to trust on what the eyes and ears are on the ground to know what you hit. I'd say the way they're smashing them, 30, is pretty big. And, you know, primarily it's been Kobani that they've hit. So this is pretty big. I mean, it's a huge increase. They say that almost 100 people were killed in the airstrikes in Raqqa just the other week. And so now these warplanes that were flying over were able to really target some key components for ISIS, and which is great because that's where they put their training centers. Their weapons are there, their depots are there, their accommodations for their fighters, whatever they are, that's all there. So if they've got some good intel and they're taking out some of those places, I mean, that is awesome. Anything they can do to just, if we're gonna dump these airstrikes and we're gonna be part of it and we're gonna spend that kind of money consistently every single day, well, let's just bombard them out, right? And this is somebody who comes from a family who served. A lot of people in my family have been in the military. including some who have been pilots, and I have never served in the military. I've been privileged enough to cover the military, and in looking at strategy and what the strategy is here, because you have to know what you're hitting. You have to have good intel. You have to find every little snake that slithers into the seemingly web of disappearing tunnels that they have. You gotta smoke them all out. You gotta get to the weapons. You gotta do the things that they're doing. So the good news is that's exactly what happened just the other day. That is huge, my friends. Huge. I hope they keep it up and get out of this thing faster. I mean, that would be the best thing possible. In the meantime, another thing that was discussed a lot at Thanksgiving holidays, dinner tables, I think, you know, people go along and they say what they're thankful for, or they, you know, they talk about things that are happening in the world and they're grateful that that's not happening anymore, that's not happening here. And a dinner where I was, somebody said, thank goodness, because, of course, Dallas, our satellite facility where I'm broadcasting from, is ground zero for Ebola. So thank goodness some of the Ebola conversation has died down and we don't all feel like everyone's calling us to find out if we're close to where the Ebola patient is and if we are worried about Ebola and what will we do and what about an outbreak and all this other stuff. But in the meantime, there's a well-known doctor that you see on NBC. Her name's Dr. Nancy Snyderman. Remember, there was a big deal made about her on NBC that she was going to be back to work in November, and they talked about her being out, and now here we are swinging into December, and the conversation is about, is she coming back to the air anytime soon? Because she's their chief medical editor. So in other words, you see her face on the television a lot. And she really fanned some of that controversy back in October because there was a voluntary Ebola-related quarantine that they say she violated, contradicting what she was telling everybody in her reports on NBC about safe medical practices and what to do. So then all of a sudden it's like, okay, she's not going to be back on until November. I think we've just hit December. They're saying that there's some controversy here, but I don't know that it's necessarily controversy. I think it's just that this was a holiday, and I think she's already done that quarantine. Remember, it was her freelance cameraman that came to the United States and luckily didn't die from Ebola. He realized he had it. They got him out, and he was able to fight it off. He had to go into isolation. That was some good news there, certainly. One of the success stories, no doubt. One of the big stories of this year is going to be a conversation about Ebola. Stay with us.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 880.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
I can remember saying that I went to the movies and I gave you a little cheap movie review because we do that heading into the weekend. I saw Mockingjay last week and I said, you know, that's just going to blow away the box office. And sure enough, it crossed over the threshold of 500 million over the weekend because now you have extra days and you had kids that would go to see it and kind of would span generations since there is some so-called violence in it, but it's not, I don't even think it's an R-rated movie, and it's the whole Katniss Everdeen thing and, you know, whatnot. Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. Kate Delaney back from a long holiday weekend that I'm sure all of you enjoyed. I hope you got to spend some time with your families and indulge in probably too much food. It's what we do on Thanksgiving, isn't it? Where there is, you know, there's just so much food. It is a coma that you fall into, especially if you don't normally eat that way. It's It's very strange, isn't it, to get up from the table and say, wow, how, I don't even want to know what the, they said the average calorie amount for most people is something like 2,500 to 3,000 calories just for that meal. And when I heard that, I thought, geez, I wonder if they're even including, dessert. Because then you add in the dessert. I mean, pecan pie, with everything you put in pecan pie, there's no chance that you're watching calories there. And certainly turkey's not bad for you, but it's everything else in between. And I don't know how many turkeys were sold, but, of course, it's one of the biggest for turkeys. For Butterball, they always say it's their big holiday, too, just like the traveling thing. Even though you still have Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or whatever else you celebrate, it's not the same as Thanksgiving, because that just cuts across, in the United States anyway, it just cuts across the board, I think, from coast to coast and everywhere in between. And some people had some weather, and some people had some incredible weather. Some of you listening to me, like in South Carolina, had mind-blowing, warm, awesome temperatures. My pals in Charleston were wearing shorts and running around in a Jeep, and then I had family in the Northeast that were buried underneath all of the problems along I-95, and it was a nightmare. So there was a nightmare traveling on Wednesday to the Northeast, and it was a nightmare on Sunday in some areas getting out. Because here's the thing, even though a lot of the problems were in Denver and Chicago, you have planes that go from sometimes those cities back to the other cities. You know how that is with the routes. And then that backs everything up, and air traffic in general gets backed up, and it's nasty. And then trying to get through the lines to even find out, even though now with the way electronics, it's pretty easy to figure out if your flight's delayed, but then what you're going to do about it is a whole different story. Because for those that were staying overnight, then you kick it into how many flights are there going to be the next day. That's why, you know, it's always like a rule of thumb. If you can travel on the Monday after the holiday and not have to do the run back on Sunday, oh, it's so much better. Cop in New Jersey, not too far from where I grew up, says rain, ice, and snow. And that's exactly what my relative said. Just, it was a nightmare in New Jersey on Wednesday night, which is traditionally when people are running around, getting last minute things, or people are flying in, driving in, you know, whatever it might be. But that's life, right? We know that weather is something that we deal with, and it's just too bad, unfortunate, when it falls on the wrong day, isn't it? It's just the wrong day when you're traveling. It's like we have to learn to travel better, because it's not like it used to be. I mean, those days are long gone. 9/11 really changed all of that. Even if the weather's bad, you could crawl into the airport at the last second, and it wouldn't be such a big deal necessarily to get on a flight. Now, forget about it. You would be out of luck if you try to get there at the last second when it's that jammed. Now we've got a month until we see a new Congress. And you know what's interesting is already we know that the slew of new senators coming in, which the majority now will be the Republicans, are pretty much out there saying that, you know, they might compromise on a few things, but immigration, there is no compromise. I mean, people are starting to pop up on some of the shows. I call it the Sunday Swirl. Like, you had Arkansas's Republican Congressman Tom Cotton, who was elected to the Senate, saying that, you know, the House wanted to pass an immigration reform bill, but I think we should pass a bill that addresses our problems. So now he's switching to the Senate, and they're saying pretty much don't expect that to happen. And then, of course, the concern that Cotton brings up is one that the Republicans talk about a lot, and one that we've talked about a bunch here on America Tonight. It's nothing new. We are not reinventing the immigration wheel here. The gaps in security at the border and knowing who's coming in and out, I mean, this is not, to me, that's not a partisan thing. It's the truth. I mean, it's just, It's still a mess in the border areas, especially where there are those gaps where it's more Spartan, where more people cross, because it's not Tijuana. It's not the Veragosa Bridge in Juarez into El Paso and trying to get in to the through the Rio Grande River a couple of miles away from the bridge. That's not the same thing as some of the other places that we're talking about. That's why Arizona really takes offense to some of the things that have happened, because they have a lot of that open border area, and they've ended up with so many unidentified dead people coming over from Mexico. Mexico have just been left there, and some of the terrible things that have happened to the people coming over who have hitched rides that doesn't get talked about very much, but is absolutely a real thing and a very, very big thing. So then you have senators like Tom Tillis, the Republican from North Carolina, and also Gary Peters. They were all part of the Sunday Swirl. They were on, I want to say, Meet the Press, saying that we have to work together to create better paying jobs for Americans and to bring manufacturing jobs back to the U.S. Do you think that's really going to happen? Do you think we're going to see some of those lost jobs, thousands and thousands of lost jobs, come back? What kind of incentive? It would be chopping down the corporate tax, and what kind of guarantees would they get by doing that, that they're going to see some of these companies come back to the United States that have shipped out, frankly, like Apple, and, you know, think of a lot of the technology companies. They ship out putting the phones together, the parts, all that kind of stuff. Is that really going to come back to the United States? It would make a huge difference if they did come up with some incentives. But we've heard that song and dance before, too. So there's nothing new on that wheel either. I mean, it's the same ideas in the spin cycle again, but it's a question of whether or not there's going to be more agreement or less agreement. I think with immigration, you're not going to find a lot of agreement. I think with jobs, you might. That might be the common thread that you could get some agreement on. But otherwise, probably not. Probably not. Hey, coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, kind of the lighter side, the news you can abuse. And what was big this year that's going to make our top 10 list? If you were ranking stories, what would you say the top stories are? Certainly Ebola would make my top 10 list. I hate to say it, because didn't we get tired of constantly overplaying or overhearing, because I don't know that we overplayed it, but just hearing about Ebola, but it was scary to a lot of people, has to make a top 10 list. And especially with what's just in general, what's happened in Africa and how that's affected us, that would make a top 10 list probably anywhere. And then I would say that probably some other things that would make my top 10 list would include some of the other sad things that have happened other places, like the South Korean ferry that sank and how awful that was, because so many teenagers were killed, when the captain abandoned ship, and what that meant for that country, and also what people started to think about when it came to jumping on ferries and boats and cruise liners, having problems with the noroviruses and all that sort of stuff. And then in the NFL, whether you're a fan of the NFL or not, the whole debacle over Ray Rice, the second video that was released, is very big. Domestic violence, the conversations about that, that weren't necessarily that big at all until Rice and some other players, and what would the punishment be and how the NFL handled it. Absolutely a top 10 story, certainly in this country, because you could kind of have two lists. What's a world top 10 list look like versus a U.S. top 10 list? And a few stories, I think, would be a little bit different. Not Ebola, probably. And even, even the stuff with the NFL might not necessarily just be an American thing, because there were other people that were talking about that too. What would get you, who would get your vote though as person of the year? Time is looking at some really interesting people for that. Stay with us.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
On America Tonight, as we round the final couple of turns for this hour, throwing in the conversation about, you know, we only have, gosh, 24 days until Christmas, and then poof, we're at the end of the year. You know what that means? Predictions and summing up what happened last year and what are the big stories from 2014, and as I mentioned, some of them that I thought for sure would make my top 10 list and created a lot of buzz in this country, and then some that created a buzz other places, I think, too, as well. And it could be even a person. It could be something other than a person. It could be a group of people. And somebody said that one of the things being considered, one of the possibilities of a cover would be the Ferguson protesters. And wow, I mean, sometimes the choices of the Time magazine, persons of the year, person of the year, I just don't get it. I say that we absolutely should protect people's rights to protest peacefully, whether we agree with what someone's protesting. I'm sure there have been things that you might have been involved in that not everybody agreed on. That's why we live in America. What a great thing that is. But I don't know that to me, that doesn't really embody persons of the year. That doesn't fit the bill for me. Of course, some of the people being considered are Vladimir Putin as a possibility. You know, Hitler was on the cover as the person of the year in 1938. Putin's being considered. Rand Paul is a name that's come up as person of the year. Beyonce is a name that's come up as somebody as person of the year. You know, it's interesting how this is, you know, how they vote on or decide who the people are. And I guess some of that is, did they create conversation? And if you created conversation and there were people that nominated people and the voting closes for this deal, like on December 6th. So that's coming up rapidly. Think about it. You know, some of the people that I mentioned would kind of fit that. Now, Rand Paul, he's been on a couple of magazine covers. There's been a lot of conversation about his kind of politics as the nominee for 2016, the possibility, how he went from, yeah, we know who he is, and we know his father, to really being part of the everyday flow in and out of Washington once he became a senator from Kentucky. Another person being considered is the Ayatollah Al-Khamenei. So I'm going to say no. I mean, hopefully no, that's not who gets it. Christopher Nolan, if you don't know his name, he's a Hollywood director and he's a big blockbuster guy. He did Interstellar and he's done some of the last couple of Batman movies and whatnot. It seems like anything he touches makes a lot of money. Jeff Bezos is another name that comes up. He's the Amazon CEO. Many of you, Cyber Monday, what will you do? You will run to Amazon. Why? Because you will get free shipping and you think Amazon. When you think of getting things delivered, that name comes to top of mind. Same thing with Apple. Although Tim Cook's name, who makes the list, probably many of you don't even know who he is because you think of Steve Jobs, not Tim Cook, who fell into that position or, you know, took over that position. And then, you know, there's a couple of others, business people and whatnot. And here's one that I would say, you got to be kidding me. John Kerry is the Secretary of State. Would you put John Kerry on the list as person of the year? Your person of the year? So they talk about how many miles he's logged, right? But didn't Hillary Clinton do that before? And doesn't every Secretary of State do that? No offense to John Kerry. But they say he flew all over the place, 600,000 miles. He was managing the crises from Russia and the Ukraine to the Middle East. We still don't know what happened with that shot down plane, do we? No. In fact, that was just cleared out, what was it, a couple of weeks ago. Then we've got, like I said, some other entertainment people, Beyonce, because of the fact that, you know, she had this great big special that was sold out and tour, which I don't get that. This one, I would absolutely never pick up this magazine again if they make this guy the person of the year, Tom Frieden. Are you kidding me? The director of the CDC who bunked up things that happened in Dallas where they didn't even give them a thorough list? And you know why they're saying this? Because he's the face of the Ebola response stateside and in West Africa. I mean, I don't even have to be harsh to say there's no way. He may be an incredible doctor, and he may have earned his way into that position, but I think there were so many mistakes that were made. And then blaming the nurses and blaming the other people, there's absolutely no way that he would make my list, because I think they made too many of the blunders in the response. There is one entertainment person that I would put on my list, and that's not big with me, as you know. Like that wouldn't be big with me, but Taylor Swift. Do I know much about Taylor Swift? No, but I do know this, reading Bloomberg and paying attention to other financial reporter friends that I have. There's no question that this young woman has turned around in a different way the music industry. I mean, amazing how many hits that she's sold. And in the digital era, where she's been able to embrace that and really, really shook up the industry by pulling her music from Spotify. And I had no idea really what she had done until somebody explained it to me, and she really turned things around. Benjamin Netanyahu would be on my list. Why? Because he's not listening to all the sissies and naysayers out there trying to tell him what to do as the prime minister of Israel, long time prime minister of Israel. He has brutal relations with Washington right now, but he would make my list because I think he's doing right by the people of Israel. And I mentioned this before, the Ferguson protesters made the list because that some are saying the reason is, well, not because they're protesting, but because it wasn't just a local story. They made it bigger by taking to the streets, and they started a national debate about race and about problems in the United States. But see, here's what I would say. Unfortunately, because of so many of the looting and the craziness and the things that happened there, I would argue, and not the peaceful protesters, it's not their fault, but I would argue, if anything, it's kind of the opposite of that. It would be great to have conversation, and you know, you have to have people that are willing to do that on all sides. And so maybe you could say, well, because of the protest, that starts the debate. But have we really had debates, really, really serious debates in this country about officers in small towns and people in the town and people who feel like they're being discriminated against, and then officers who say that's not true, that's not how they're trained? I mean, so what's the conversation coming out of it that's not nasty and divisive, where it's truly is a conversation? And that's what I think has been lost, because it's like everything else. It's one side and then the other side. You're either on this side or you're on the other side, and that's it. And there's no in between. And that's what it feels like to me. I think coming out of it, there's some good people in Ferguson that are trying to make that happen in the city council, and even in the police department, they're trying to make that work. But we'll see if they end up actually having all those kinds of town halls they say they want to have. All right, thanks for listening to This Hour of America Tonight.
That time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.